Welcome to this podcast where we're going to be discussing how HPE Superdome Flex can enable Oracle customers to optimize their license costs and thereby save money. I'm delighted to be joined by Sam Young, who's Mission Critical Marketing at HPE. Welcome, Sam.
Thank you, Rick.
And the first, I'm just going to ask you a few points here. The first question I'd like to ask, Sam, is if you could explain some of the common challenges that Oracle customers face.
Sure. So many organizations count on Oracle Database to power transactional and analytical processing throughout their work, throughout their organizations, 24/7. But these database workloads that they count on, which are critical to their core operations, are subject to relentless data and user growth, which strains the infrastructure. This adds pressure on IT to meet performance and service level needs, and to do this all within budget. Specifically, there's three related areas where these enterprises face some big challenges. First, high costs. One, as servers and databases proliferate, or people call it database sprawl, management costs climb. It becomes increasingly difficult to manage the IT landscape, and as workloads grow, they're forced to manage scale-out clusters of small servers, which also drives up costs. These scale-out clusters could also incur significant licensing costs for Oracle Real Application Clusters. As Oracle Software, it's also known as Oracle RAC for short. And of course, Oracle Core-based software licensings and software and support costs are also substantial. So when you're running databases, you want to maximize the benefit you gain from each licensed process core, because that's what you're paying for. Now, if you're running proprietary risk systems such as IBM Power, you're likely also facing rapidly climbing maintenance and support costs, plus the Oracle license fee is double per processor core compared to x86 on IBM Power. Finally, you're subject to Oracle license audits, and these can cause unexpected costs and disruption. Your licenses may be oversubscribed due to growth or new solution deployments, and these audits will frequently uncover a rise in core count unexpected, which will, of course, increase your license and support costs again. So after high costs, the second area of challenge would be databases are growing increasingly complex, basically in three ways, three ways. As they proliferate, it creates a hard-to-manage database landscape. You have the more versions of data and data resources you have, then the higher the risk for inaccuracy and delays. I mean, the question is, are you sure you have a single version of the truth? For large and growing databases, as they grow into the tens of hundreds of terabytes, this increases complexity and reduces performance, which can result from expansion, for example, or, say, migrations resulting from M&A activity. You can greatly reduce these issues by moving workloads to larger general-purpose scale-up servers. And finally, also with these increasingly large databases, it's difficult to distribute growing workloads across multiple servers. This leads to inefficiencies and performance bottlenecks. Again, a scale-up design can be more cost-effective and deliver the highest performance with these large databases. The third area is that your existing technology infrastructure may have technical limitations that stand in the way of addressing these cost and complexity challenges. You may have aging or inadequate infrastructure that cannot meet your new business requirements, is unable to keep both transaction volume and database size. It can be very complex to deploy your systems, which inhibits getting quick time to value from your investments in infrastructure. You can also suffer from limited ability to leverage other technologies and products because you're effectively locked into the Oracle ecosystem of products and the related license costs. And finally, your systems may suffer from insufficient reliability and availability, which means you may fall short of your business continuity expectations or regulatory compliance requirements. Wrapping that all up, now with data volumes at terabyte levels, the pressure is escalating, along with infrastructure complexity and Oracle license costs. So for mid-size and larger enterprises, they need to take steps to get the performance and continuity they need for the core databases they rely on for their day-to-day business. But they have to do this all while staying within a budget that allows them to do all the other things that they still need to do.
Cool. Thanks for that, Sam. So obviously, Oracle environments are quite complex, and it's obviously a very highly functional area of a customer's business. So my next point related to that is, can you tell us how HPE solutions can address these challenges?
So looking at the challenges we've just discussed, ultimately it comes down to one, can you get the performance you need at two, acceptable costs, with three, assurance of the continuity you require? So HPE does this by combining three elements, scale-up computing, x86 economics, and the reliability and availability that are usually considered the domain of proprietary Unix platforms. So we did this first with Superdome X and now with our next generation Superdome Flex platform. Let me tell you briefly about Superdome Flex. It's a modular server that uses Intel's latest generation x86 processors, designed for mission-critical workloads including Oracle Database and SAP. It combines the market-leading reliability of HPE brought to the x86 world with Superdome X and the world-class scalable technology HPE gained when we acquired SGI. The resulting platform offers 99.999% availability. It's five nines, and that's comparable to or better than the legacy Unix machines many Oracle workloads depend on. Superdome Flex can scale up or out from 4 to 32 sockets in 4-socket modules. So you can have a 4-socket machine, an 8-socket machine, a 12-socket machine, and this is not clustered, remember. It's a single system that can power very large workloads, and yet it's very economical at the 4-8-socket level, comparable to conventional x86 systems that lack the five nines availability offered by our Superdomes. So it brings together all the ingredients you need for critical databases. The result is a platform that provides performance that sets records, it provides the highest levels of availability, freeing you from depending on either proprietary Unix platforms or, for many workloads, from the complexity, performance degrading latency, and costly software required for clusters. It's an approach that allows you to maximize your return from your investment in Oracle Database software by improving per-core performance and reducing the need for clustering. Memory capacity runs from 768 gigabytes to 48 terabytes in a single system, a single shared memory space you can leverage for in-memory computing and support real-time analytics. For many workloads, when they are no longer limited by memory, the performance is amazing. It can actually have transformative impact on how you do business.
Okay, thanks, Sam. And that is obviously a very comprehensive solutions from HPE that allow customers to host their Oracle environments. And on a related note, I'd like to ask you, can Oracle run unmodified on Superdome Flex, or is a special version required?
Yes, absolutely. Oracle Database runs unmodified on Superdome Flex. Superdome Flex is an industry standard x86 server, although it does have many advanced high availability features not found on other standard servers. Superdome Flex is an open standardized platform, and you can run your preferred tools and solutions, including high availability, disaster recovery, virtualization, or multi-vendor storage. It supports both Linux and Windows, and that includes Oracle Linux. It also supports VMware and Oracle VM, also called OVM. It works with open management based on OpenStack and Redfish, and is supported by HPE OneView. Now note that Oracle Database is complex software that, depending on workload, often requires significant tuning or optimization to run well. For most workloads, though, a single scale-up server like Superdome Flex provides good performance without significant tuning. So you can avoid dealing with the cluster complexity and the burden of Oracle rack optimization and still have a system that's performing very well. It's also an excellent platform for efficient consolidation. It includes HPE NPAR's hard partitions, so you can partition your server to suit your specific requirement. You can consolidate physical servers to reduce sprawl and streamline management. You can run different environments in HPE NPAR's electrically isolated partitions. So you can update one partition, for instance, while others run undisturbed. Note also, Oracle recognizes NPAR's as a license boundary, so licenses can be limited to specific Superdome Flex partitions.
Cool. So that's great that it is running on modified Oracle using the environment that the customer already knows. That's great. So thanks for that, Sam. My next point is, given that HPE are providing the hardware part of the stack on which Oracle runs, is it possible to reduce Oracle licensing costs by utilizing Superdome Flex?
It is. There are three keys to reducing Oracle license costs that Superdome Flex can directly impact. These are maximizing per core performance, minimizing cluster licensing, and then potentially migrating from legacy Unix servers. First, maximizing per core performance. Insufficient per core performance forces investment in more compute resources and more database licenses to meet business requirements. Adding or increasing the size of Oracle servers can add substantial cost, as Oracle licenses are priced per processor core. For example, the list price for Oracle Enterprise Edition on an x86 server is $23,750 per core. If you're using Oracle Real Applications clusters or Oracle Rack, that's another $11,500 list per x86 core. So a single scale-up Superdome Flex with next-generation x86 processors delivers more speed, roughly 30 to 50%, and flexibility in number of cores from 4 to 28 per processor, which allows you to address the demanding workloads you faced, tailor to what your workload requirements are without dealing with cluster latency, cluster licensing, or the burden of cluster management. So you're going to maximize your relative performance on a per core basis. Additionally, for transaction processing workloads, we have a piece of software called HPE Application Tuner Express that's an HPE exclusive that can offer up to 60% faster Oracle database performance on scale-up servers. Additionally, if you're using Oracle Database for analytics, you can leverage Oracle Database in memory, their in-memory functionality, and accelerate analytics greatly, well, roughly 100 times, for instance, without increasing the number of licensed processor cores. And Superdome Flex provides that, the kind of memory capacity you need to allow you to fully leverage Oracle Database in memory. So secondly, minimizing cluster licensing as a way to reduce license costs. To handle larger Oracle workloads, those data centers that aren't running on Unix servers, many of them are used depending on multiple small two-socket servers clustered together using Oracle Rack. Given the price of Oracle's Rack software, that's a very costly way to handle large workloads. By alternatively using a server like Superdome Flex, you can handle most of these workloads with an equal or usually better performance, and you avoid the cost of clustering software. Now, it should be noted that some customers are also depending on Oracle Rack clusters for continuity. So with Superdome Flex and its 5.9 system availability, you can combine it with HPE Service Guard, our HA clustering software, and Oracle Data Guard, which comes with Oracle Database, the Enterprise Edition. And you can have these can work together to keep Oracle highly available and maintain business continuity at a significantly lower cost than Oracle clustering. Finally, you have the option, if you're running on Unix, you may want to consider migrating from legacy Unix servers. By migrating from Unix servers, you cut your licensing costs up to 50%, and you can avoid the expensive support that comes with those kinds of servers. While you have a system that, with Superdome Flex, you get the Unix-like performance. You get Unix-like performance and availability for the cost of a conventional x86 system. The key to all these things before you make any of these moves is to properly characterize your workload and design the optimal solution. There are some workloads where, for instance, Oracle Rack is the best answer. It gives you the kind of continuity you need. The key is to ensure that you weigh your alternatives. We recommend that you start with an HPE's Oracle Performance and Cost Assessment, which is a no charge to qualified customer service we offer to help you identify performance bottlenecks that inflate the license cores required to meet your performance goals. You can have much more effective use of licensed cores by right-sizing your infrastructure to your workload.
Great. Thank you for that, Sam. My next point is, how does Superdome Flex's in-memory capability benefit the Oracle environment?
So Oracle Database 12c and onward has an in-memory option that allows you to greatly accelerate analytics processing. It doesn't affect transaction processing, but you can use it to do, for instance, much faster reporting think from 10 to 100 times faster or even more. It also means you can run mixed transaction processing and analytics workloads on the same platform if you have sufficient memory capacity, which allows you to have real-time analytics, in other words, instant analysis of data as it comes in. This enables you to deliver data-driven intelligence in real time, achieve greater insight, speed innovation, and gain competitive advantage. Now, Superdome Flex can currently support up to 48 terabytes of memory. This capacity allows you to fully realize the potential of Oracle Database in memory and avoid the cluster latency, which would result in a slowing of transactions noticeable to users. It's another way to optimize your per-core performance and gain the maximum leverage from your investment in Oracle. This also gives you far greater ability to increase the ratio of memory to processor cores by using, for instance, multiple 4-core Xeons, one 4-core Xeon per socket, then with lots of memory so that you can control that ratio in a way you can't do with most machines. You can also eliminate ETL delays, that is the time it takes to export, transform, and load data from your transaction processing system into your analytics processing system. In fact, we've tested this, and in our testing of mixed transactions analytics systems on a scale-up Superdome X, we found that running transactions and analytics together in a typical workload scenario had no impact, or so little as to not matter, on the performance of the system. In other words, if you add a transaction processing workload to an analytics workload, where the analytics workload is running in memory, that doesn't slow the analytics workload down at all. We have a white paper about this. So the result is no additional infrastructure costs, no additional Oracle database licenses. You can still run your transaction processing load on the machine for which you've characterized your analytics workload. You should note, though, that, of course, Oracle Database in memory itself is an extra cost option. So you're going to pay something. You'll want to run the numbers. One other thing. Once you start to deal with lots of terabytes of memory, you have to be concerned about memory errors. We've engineered advanced memory resilience into Superdome. We take full advantage of the capabilities built into the latest Intel Xeon scalable processors, and then we do more on top of that. No one matches it.
Wow, that certainly sounds like Superdome Flex has got a lot of great built-in capabilities there. And Sam, my last point to you is, what would you say to customers who use Unix today?
Well, if you decided to migrate your critical Oracle workloads from your legacy Unix platform, such as IBM Power or Spark, to an industry-standard x86 platform, there's no better place to land than Superdome Flex. We've seen many IBM Power users, for instance, move to Superdome because they want the advantages of a standardized, easy-to-manage platform for the critical Oracle workloads. And they want that without the costly support or the need for specialized staff. And, of course, they also want it without the per-core license fee on IBM Power, which is twice as much as it is on Xeon. Only HPE Superdomes offer the Unix-like reliability and availability you've come to depend on, and an elegant high-performance scale-up environment together with x86 economics.
Sam, thank you for that. So in summary, customers who are using Oracle can really save quite a lot of money potentially by moving to HPE Superdome Flex. So that is a very important point for customers and for partners. So Sam, I'd like to thank you for your insight, and thank you, the audience, for listening to this podcast. Please stay tuned because we'll have a future podcast shortly. Thank you.
Thank you, Rick.